call us on 086-000-2032.
It does look like we're going to have a lot of action in the city of Joburg today. I don't know if you believe that the action of the mayor in going to court to try and stop that meeting is the right approach or not, but I suspect that there is going to be a lot of action. There's been some developments in Parliament in the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, and there was a request this week from the Higher Education Minister, Dr. Bladen Zamande. He wanted a forensic report into the National Skills Fund to be treated, well, confidentially. In other words, it wouldn't be made public. From what I can see, quite a lot of money seemed to have gone missing here. Mkuleko Klengwa is the chairperson of SCOPA. Mr. Klengwa, good morning and thanks for your time.
And also a pleasure. Good morning to the listeners.
Why do you believe the minister is wrong to ask that it be treated confidentially? Why should the report be made public?
If I may quickly just give a context, Stephen, the National Skills Fund appeared before us last year following two consecutive disclaimers, audit outcomes by the Auditor General, and therefore it means the AG had been unable to access any information at the Skills Fund. We then gave a directive that a forensic investigation should be conducted into the financial management affairs of the National Skills Fund. So in the first instance, this report, this investigation, was commissioned at the behest of the committee. The minister then commissioned the reporter to a directive. He received the report in March 2022. It is now September 2022, and no action has been taken on that report. We have been trying to get it. I won't get into the towing and froing that we have had, but finally, the report served before the committee. But in itself, how we arrived at getting the report has been problematic. Then the minister invoked a request that we treat the report as confidential, as you have said, in terms of Rule 198 of the National Assembly Rules, which says that a report serving before a committee can be treated and declared as confidential. But that's a committee decision. His reason is that the people cited in the report have not been engaged with by the department. And so we felt then, after discussions in the committee and consulting, we felt that the request or the basis of the request did not meet the muster of Rule 198 simply because these are public funds. The basis upon which the report was actually, the investigation was commissioned as a public report, the AG's report. There were a number of qualifications, and the public funds were used for the report into allegations of missing public funds, amongst others. So all of the material facts speak to public being part and parcel of what's going on. And so, and also as a committee, we have labored extensively, transparently. All our meetings, as you know, are public. We hide nothing. We're not about to start now. This is also about Parliament's own transparency, own integrity, and own due processes. There is nothing to the extent to which in that report would warrant it to be confidential, and we've communicated that to the minister. The department will be appearing in the fourth term before the committee to begin processes of discussions, and we'll be inviting the SIU, the Hawks, and the AG to be our stakeholders to ensure its successful implementation.
It seems to me so bizarre in a way that you would have an investigation into money that went missing at a government entity, and then there would be an attempt at all to try and hide the report. It seems to me the minister maybe was badly advised, but really was always going to find it virtually impossible. I mean, you as SCOPA were never going to allow it, frankly.
No, we're not. In fact, even if he had invoked the rule, which would just empower the chair to make that determination, I would not have acceded to it as the chairperson. And the committee as a collective has not acceded to it as well. It's a unanimous decision of the committee, simply because We do need to inculcate a culture of effective and immediate implementation of reports, because it's one of the greatest cancers in this country. Forensic investigations are done, reports are then finalized, but they sit and gather dust. The other matter, Stephen, just on this, is that you will recall that the presidency has been receiving SIU reports since 2002 without an implementation management plan, which we directed must actually happen. And so this trend is one that we are trying to nip in the bud. If you've investigated, you are bound to actually implement the recommendations of a report. And it's irrational to us as to what would have taken so long in between March 2022 and now for the people cited in that report not to have been engaged, because it means people who are alleged to have done wrong are still at work and continuing business as usual. That in itself is a risk to the institution, which, as I'm saying, has received two consecutive disclaimed audit outcomes, which prompted us to give the directive for an investigation.
Nkuleko Hlengwa, thank you very much indeed. Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, and also, I should say, with the Inkatha Freedom Party. A lot more to come. I don't know if you've realised how far the new smoking bill goes, but it's going to make a real difference. You won't be, as I understand it, allowed to smoke inside. And vapes and twisps and whatever else those things are called, you know, the things that are smoking but not, but are, those things are going to be treated in exactly the same way as normal cigarettes. I suspect that there'll be more legal action to come. We'll find out more in a little while. Don't forget as well, already quite a long queue, so you might want to book with them due now if you want to be a part of 8:30. What's your biggest story this week? 086 000 20 032. You with SFM leading the conversation. It's 8 o'clock.